It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where today the Tacoma Rainiers open up a six-game series against the Albuquerque Isotopes AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Well, the Rainiers are hoping to get right on the road. The team just finished up a seven-game homestand against Reno, and it didn't go very well for the Rainiers, which was something of a surprise because the team entered the homestand with a record of 9-2 in home games at Cheney Stadium this year. But Reno put a dent in that record. Reno took five of the seven games and won the series with ease and moved the Rainiers on the year three games under 500 at 18-21 coming into this series. Well, the good news, I guess, is that Albuquerque is a team that is also going through some struggles right now. They've lost four of their last five games. They just dropped four out of six at Las Vegas, and the roster churn has gotten to them in the last 24 hours with eight transactions on their roster as the Rockies have been making some maneuvers with the big leagues and changing their roster up above. So Albuquerque's in a state of flux right now, and they come into play on the year with a record of 16 wins and 23 losses. Our starting pitchers in today's game for Tacoma, Darren McCacken makes the start, his seventh. He's 2-1 with a 6.82 ERA. He'll be opposed by a rehabbing major leaguer, Denelson Lamet, who used to be a starter in this league on his way up to the big leagues with the Padres. But now he's a major league relief pitcher for the Rockies. He's been on their injured list with a back problem, and he's supposed to pitch an inning or two today to start this game, and we'll see what happens from there. It's his first appearance in the minor leagues this year. Denelson Lamet, a right-hander on the hill for Albuquerque. Darren McCacken, a right-hander on the hill for the Rainiers. Well, no roster moves for the Rainiers, which is remarkable. We've gone over 10 days now since the last time we had a transaction. We'll recap Sunday's Tacoma Rainiers game against Reno when the pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Tacoma taking on Albuquerque tonight. First game of a six-game series here at beautiful Isotopes Park. The first five games of this series, including tonight, are all going to start at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time, so you can get used to that this week, and then we'll have a day game on Sunday that ends the road trip. Well, the Rainiers lost this past Sunday. They were off yesterday. Lost on Sunday to Reno 5-3. Got some hits against Blake Walston this time around, seven of them in 5 2/3 innings. Walston had limited the Rainiers to just one hit last Tuesday. But seven hits yesterday did lead to three runs, and the score was close when he left the game. But Reno, with a three-run rally at the top of the sixth, took control of the game for good, as it turned out. They had a 4-3 lead after six and went on to win it 5-3. Cade Marlowe had three hits for the Red Ears. Zach Deloach, a couple of hits. The Red Ears did not have an extra base hit in the game. They had nine hits, all singles. That's not going to be a problem here in Albuquerque, extra base hits. If it is, something's really wrong. This is one of the great hitters' parks in all of professional baseball. We're a mile high here in Albuquerque, Mile High City, just like Denver. And that's why the Rockies have their AAA affiliate here. And we expect high-scoring games in this ballpark. And just to be very clear about it statistically, the Albuquerque Isotopes offense leads the league in runs scored. The Albuquerque Isotopes pitching staff leads the league in runs allowed. So, yeah, high-scoring games are on the docket here at Isotopes Park. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who have a record of 18 wins and 21 losses. John Russell, the manager of the Seattle Mariners AAA club. Leading off playing third base is Jake Shiner. Batting second, the center fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, doing the catching, is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing right field is Zach Deloach. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Cooper Hummel. Batting seventh, left fielder, Jack Larson. Hitting eighth is shortstop, Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, second baseman, Kian Wong. On the mound for the Red Ears, Darren McCacken. McCacken's 2-1 with a 6.82 ERA. The Albuquerque Isotopes are the Colorado Rockies AAA club. Their manager is Pedro Lopez. They have a record of 16 wins and 23 losses. Leading off, playing center field, is Jonathan Daza. Batting second, second baseman Coco Montez. Hitting third, right fielder Nolan Jones. He's been one of the top hitters in the league so far this season. Batting cleanup, Alaris Montero. Hitting fifth and playing third base is Aaron Shunk. Batting sixth and doing the catching is Brian Servin. Hitting seventh, designated hitter Jonathan Morales. Batting eighth and playing left field is Jimmy Herron. And hitting ninth, the shortstop, Connor Kaiser. On the mound, the rehabbing major leaguer, Denelson Lamet. Lamet on the hill for the Topes. Our umpires, Anthony Perez is behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. He's the crew chief. At first base is Reed Bassner. And over at third, it's James Jean. Tacoma and Albuquerque about ready to start up a six-game series here at Isotopes Park. That will do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Albuquerque Isotopes. Mile High Baseball coming your way. Just because you might score 10 runs doesn't mean you're going to win, not here at Isotopes Park. Now, we do get the occasional low-scoring game here, but usually when that happens it's because the wind is blowing in. Tonight, there's really no wind at all as we get started. Tadelson Lamet has finished his warm-up pitches. Major leaguer on a rehab assignment. Began the year in the Rockies bullpen. Here's his first pitch to Jake Shiner. And it misses up high for a ball, and we are underway. 81 degrees, the game-time temperature. Now the 1-0 pitch grounded between short and third and through into left field. A base hit, and Shiner is on to get things started here at the top of the first inning. So he's aboard, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe in the number two spot. Shiner hitting leadoff, by the way. Did you notice that? This is the first time he's done that in a Triple-A game. That was a new look to the lineup today. So here's a swing and a foul tip by Marlowe. You know John Russell is trying to find some sort of new way of shaking things up to try to get the offense going. Not a good homestand for the Rainiers hitters. Here's the pitch to Marlowe, and it's into the air towards the left field corner. Chasing is Heron. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch at the warning track. And there's the first out. In the top of the first inning, Cade Marlowe flies out to left field. And now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. The hitters are excited to be here, by the way. The guys were talking about the fun of playing here when you're a hitter. Not a pitcher. No pitchers were saying this. But the hitters who have played here in the past when we were traveling here yesterday. We're telling the new guys about what it's like in Albuquerque. Sears a pitch up and in for a ball to Brian O'Keefe, 1-0. O'Keefe hitting .252 with 8 homers. .359 on base percentage. And the pitch from Lamet is swung on, grounded to short. That might be two. Kaiser to Montez for one. On to first. They turn it a 6-4-3 double play. And no offense here in the first. They did get a hit, but no runs, no one left. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Tacoma nothing. Albuquerque coming to the plate.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first inning, and now they take the field for the first time, and Darren McCacken drawing the start of the series opener. He'll face Jonathan Daza to start things off, recently outrighted to AAA by the Rockies after opening the season as their starting center fielder, a guy who spent a lot of time in the big leagues the last 2 years, and he takes the first pitch from McCacken inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch was in tight, a slider from McCacken that nearly hit Daza. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and crushed to left field. Back it goes, and it is gone. A line drive home run for Jonathan Daza. In just his sixth game for the Isotopes, he is connected for his first home run on the second pitch he sees. And Albuquerque leads 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. So Daza circles the bases. And now Coco Montez will be the batter. Montez, Albuquerque's second baseman today, hitting .340 with 7 homers, 36 runs batted in on the year. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. So Darren McCacken working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate today. Cooper Hummel is at first base, Kian Wong at second, McCoy at short, and Shiner at third. Now a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. And the Rainiers outfield is Jack Larson in left, Cade Marlowe in center, and Zach Deloach in right. Here comes the 0-2 to Montez, and it is up high for a ball. McCacken is making his ninth start of the year for the Red Ears. In 31 and two-thirds innings, he has 32 strikeouts and 7 walks. He's had some trouble with the long ball this year and just gave up his 11th homer. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. That's the main reason why his ERA is up. 6.82 coming into play today. It's the homers. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Montez, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, but not deep. Marlowe coming in on it, and Larson standing by, and Marlowe makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Coco Montez flies out, and now Nolan Jones will be the hitter. So this is our first look at Nolan Jones, former top prospect of the Cleveland Guardians, who is in his first season ever outside of the Cleveland organization playing with Albuquerque. And all he's done is hit .344 with 11 homers and 39 runs batted in. He's in the top five in the league in seven different hitting categories. And he takes the first pitch down low for a ball. He's also a left-hand hitter, the only left-handed hitter in the Albuquerque lineup today. Now here's a pitch that misses outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. From McCacken. Off-speed pitch over for a strike, 2-1. Nice changeup there from McCacken. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch misses for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Nolan Jones. McCacken from the first base end of the rubber throws a breaking ball over for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Isotopes Park. A unique stadium in this league. Not as unique as it used to be. There's a liner to the right side, and it gets through into right field. A base hit for Nolan Jones. He's trying to stretch it. Deloach fires into second base. Not in time. In fact, the throw skipped past McCoy and is backed up by Shiner. It'll be a double for Jones, who was hustling out of the box, thinking two all the way. On a liner between the first and second, the type of ball that has single written all over it. And Jones was not at any point thinking single. He has his 10th double of the year, and he's in scoring position with one out for Ellerice Montero. Montero began the year as the Rockies' third baseman in the big leagues, and after hitting .255 with one homer in 16 games, they optioned him down to Albuquerque on April 25th for more of that proverbial minor league seasoning. Montero's hitting .347 with eight homers in 18 games for the Isotopes, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. It was the key prospect the Rockies got when they traded Nolan Arenado to the Cardinals. Saw that Arenado homered in his fifth straight game for St. Louis today. 0-1 pitch to Montero outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch coming from McCacken. And this is taken inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. So they used to have a hill here in Albuquerque. They took it out this offseason, but there was a hill here in center field from when this stadium was built in 2003 through last season. Now the pitch swung on, popped up on the infield. Actually, it's going to be the catcher's ball, and slightly in foul territory, it's O'Keefe to make the catch, and Montero is retired on a foul pop-up to the catcher. Two down, and that'll bring Aaron Shunk to the plate. Shunk, like Chunk with an S in front of it. Right-hand hitter, AAA rookie this year. Rockies' second-round draft pick in 2019. He's their third baseman today. McCacken with a pitch to Shunk, and it is taken outside for a ball. He's hitting .314 with six homers, .365 on base percentage. 1-0 Albuquerque. We're at the bottom of the first. Jones at second base with two down. And the pitch is inside for a ball. McCacken's made a lot of starts for the Red Ears, but this is only the fourth time he's faced Albuquerque. One and two in his career against the Topes. His next pitch is down low for a ball. So the dimensions here, from home plate to center field, it's exactly 400 feet. But the center field fence curves back towards the power alleys, which are 428 feet from home plate. Now the 3-0 to Shunk, called a strike. And then it's 340 down the foul lines. Straightaway left field is marked at 371. Right field is more like 404. Well, that's what the sign says, but it's kind of more towards right center than right. Here's a little looper into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit off the bat of Shunk. Jones will score easily from second base. It's a two-out RBI single for Shunk, and the Isotopes lead it 2-0. So Shunk comes through with a hit. And now Brian Servin is the batter. He's another player who was just recently optioned to AAA by the Rockies after spending the first 6 weeks of the season as their backup catcher. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. This is his sixth game with Albuquerque. He had two homers in his first game upon getting sent down. 0-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and pulled past the diving Shiner at third and into left field. That's a base hit. Shunk takes second. Back-to-back two-out singles here in the bottom of the first inning. And now Jonathan Morales, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. So Morales DHing today. He's normally a catcher. O'Keefe went to the mound to talk to McCacken for a moment. Don't want this first inning to get out of hand. You know, runs are going to score here. We know that. But you want to try to avoid the big innings. Morales stands in the batter's box, another right-handed hitter. Shunk at second and Servant at first with two down, and McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. So 0-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike to Morales. And the pitch is swung on, bounced towards short. McCoy has it, and he's going to set himself and toss to first a little high, but reeling it in is Cooper Hummel for the putout, and the inning is over. Albuquerque gets two runs in the bottom of the first inning on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom design building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, 2-0 Albuquerque. We go to the second inning of play here at Isotopes Park. Nice weather down here in the land of enchantment. Right around 80 degrees at game time. We've got partly cloudy skies, no wind of note. Here's the pitch to Mike Ford leading off the second, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball there, strike one. To Nelson Lamet in this rehab start. Remember, he's a relief pitcher, so he's not going to stay in there for very long. His next pitch to Ford is down low for a ball. He had a five-pitch first inning, so he's going to get a chance to go more than one, as you can see. He's out there in the second. Here's his pitch in for a strike to Ford. He was on the Rockies IL, is on their IL, with lower back stiffness. And also, while in Colorado to start the year, he was hampered by a bad ERA, which may have contributed to or come from the lower back stiffness, as here's one high for a ball, 2-2. But he was once an electric pitching prospect in this league coming up with the Padres when he was in El Paso. 2-2 to Ford, hit of the air towards center. Daza coming in, still coming in, can't get there. It drops in for a base hit. That's part of the Albuquerque offensive environment. It's a mile high here. The outfielders have to play very deep, so hits fall in. Flares, weakly hit balls that are at Cheney Stadium caught by outfielders, like the one Ford just hit. Here they fall in because the outfielders are playing so deep. They have to play deep. Here's Zach DeLoach. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. So you have a weird combination of more homers and more soft singles. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 now. I had fun looking up one of Lamet's old starts against the Rainiers back in 2017 when he was with El Paso. 1-1 to DeLoach is hit solidly into right. That's going to drop for a base hit. Ford goes to second and stops there. Back-to-back singles start the second inning. Ford and DeLoach. And Tacoma has two on. No one out for Cooper Hummel. In April of 2017, Lamet made two appearances against the Rainiers. And the start on April 20th, is a memorable early season game. It was down in El Paso. So now the pitch to Hummel is down low for a ball. Lamet just put up a stunning line that day against the Red Ears. 5 1/3 innings, three hits, one run, 13 strikeouts. He struck out 13 Rainiers in 5 1/3 innings. So there's a swing and a miss by Hummel. The only run the Rainiers scored against Lamette that day was a Gordon Beckham solo homer. He's now a White Sox TV announcer, as here's one down low for a ball to Hummel. Lamette left the game with a 5-1 lead, and the Rainiers ended up winning the game. So here's a swing and a miss by Hummel. This was a memorable game because of Lamette's 13 strikeouts against Tacoma and Tacoma's comeback. They tied it when Vogelbach hit a grand slam in the seventh inning and then won it in the 10th, 6-5. So here's a foul tip by Hummel. It was a go-ahead RBI double in the 10th, hit by Tuffy Gosiewicz. Remember him? He spent a year as the Red Ears catcher. Won that game for us. 2-2 pitch on its way to Hummel. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's the first out at the top of the second inning. So Lamette has his first strikeout. He's not going to get 13 strikeouts today because he's not going to be pitching for that long. There's already stirring in the Albuquerque bullpen, although no one is throwing yet. Here's Jack Larson. Pitch is taken up high for a ball. Larson, 6-for-24 in 7 games since coming off the IL that he opened the season on. Ford at second, Deloach at first. The pitch is swung on and fouled away. 1-1. Larson last played on Friday. He had a good game. He had 2 hits and a walk. He drove in 2. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Larson. And it's taken up high for a ball. Now the next pitch inside, and he checked his swing and held up in time, says the base umpire, James Jean. First time. This is a new crew. I'm not familiar with any of these umpires. James Jean, the third base umpire. Shouldn't it be Jimmy Jean? 3-1 pitch, swung on and tapped to the left of the mound, and to Nelson Lamette can't pick it up cleanly, and everyone's going to be safe. He reached out with the glove, and he tipped it with his glove, and it rolled towards third base. He then picked it up and tried to flip it to the third baseman, Shunk, but had no chance to get the out there, and Jack Larson is being rewarded with an infield single. Bases are loaded with one out for Mason McCoy. McCoy hitting .213 with a couple of homers. Pitch from Lamette, swung on and fouled off solidly, but foul down the right field line. And that's strike one. Owen won the count. And the pitch is swung on, squibbed to the right side, and Montero has it and takes it to the first base bag for the out on the batter, McCoy. But Ford scores from third. Deloach moves up, and Larson takes second. The Red Ears get a run. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. Mason McCoy picks up an RBI. And now there are 2 men in scoring position for Kian Wong. Wong hitting .339 in 21 games with two homers, .448 on base percentage. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now here comes the 1-0 on its way from Lamette, and it's over for a strike, a slider. One pitch coming. Swung on, grounded towards first, foul. That Isotopes infield is Montero at first, Montez at second. Connor Kaiser is the shortstop. And Aaron Shunk is at third. Outfield is Heron in left, Daza in center. He's a good defensive player. And Nolan Jones in right. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away, still 1-2. So still 1-2 to Kian Hoang. And the pitch is swung on and looped behind short. Back goes Kaiser. He has time to get in position, and he makes the catch. Wong is out, and so are the Red Ears in the top of the second inning. They settle for one run on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Two to one, Albuquerque with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Jimmy Heron, Connor Kaiser, and Jonathan Daza to bat this inning against Aaron McCacken. Heron stands in. McCacken's pitch swung on, bounced foul off Heron's foot, and then it went all the way out to Shiner at third base like it was a live ball, but it was not. And Heron is in some pain. Fouled it right off his left foot. And it bounced out there towards third. Well, he's now ready to hit again. And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in on the ball was Larson. He's going to have to play it on a bounce. Heron hits one off the handle of his bat and gets it to fall in shallow left for a leadoff single in the bottom of the second inning. Now Connor Kaiser is the hitter. Kaiser, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. McCacken drawing this start today. It was his turn in the rotation, and it means that he's going to have to make two starts here at Isotopes Park. He'll have to start the Sunday game as well. This is not a park you want to make two starts in. No one does. As here's a pitch down low to Kaiser. One coming. And it is swung on and hit solidly into left center. There's a base hit and Moores. It's going to shoot through to the gap and go all the way to the fence. Heron's around third. He will score. In at second base with a double and an RBI is Connor Kaiser. And Albuquerque leads it 3-1. Kaiser just roped it into the gap in left center. His ninth double of the year. It is 13th run batted in. So the lineup turns over, and now Jonathan Daza, who homered to lead off the first inning for Albuquerque, he will now bat for his second time. Right-handed hitter. McCacken with a pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. Now time called by Daza. He steps out. Now he's back in there and ready to hit again. McCacken with the pitch, and it is taken outside with a slider. 2-0 the count. Two-0 pitch, hit in the air towards center field, not deep. Lining it up is Marlowe, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Kaiser. He's headed to third, and he'll get there. The throw came into McCoy, the cutoff man, and he did not relay it to third because Kaiser was going to get there no matter what. So runner at third with one out now for Coco Montez. McCacken got him to fly out earlier. Right-hand batter, he settles in. Infield drawn in. And the pitch is hit hard between short and third and through into left field, a base hit. Kaiser scores. It's an RBI single for Montez, and it is 4-1 Albuquerque. That was sharply hit. Now Nolan Jones is the hitter. That would have been a hit regardless of whether the infield was in or not. But it is a decision that managers have to make. Do you play the infield in early innings in Albuquerque where you know a lot of runs are going to score? So here's a pitch outside for a ball. Sometimes it's worth it early in a game. More so here than in other stadiums where it's worth it to get an out and give up a run early and play to avoid the big inning. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. So 2-1 now. And the pitch, no, move to first base instead. Still 2-1. Now another pickoff move, and diving in safely is Montez. And now McCacken's out of pickoff moves. He can no longer disengage from the rubber. Now the pitch swung on and fouled away. So there's strike two, and Montez was not running on that pitch. Thought he might take off with one out with McCacken no longer able to make a pickoff move. Well, he could, but he'd have to get him out, otherwise it's a balk. And then those are the new rules. Now the 2-2 up high. Full count, 3-2. Now, there goes the runner. The pitch is a called strike three. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Montez steals second, but Jones goes down looking, and McCacken has his first strikeout of the evening. But Coco Montez has his stolen base, his third of the year. So runner at second with two down now. And Ellerice Montero is the hitter. Since getting sent down by the Rockies, Montero has been hitting the cover off the ball. He did pop up earlier today, though, 0-for-1. And McCacken with the pitch. And it's a breaking ball inside, ball one. We're using the automated ball strike system today, and will be tomorrow and Thursday as well. No challenges. We can only do the challenges on the weekends, because those are the rules that were made up for this season. Here's a pitch up high, nicely speared by O'Keefe to save a wild pitch. So 2-0 the count. McCacken ready. Here's his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. And wow, the bat went flying down the third baseline and into the netting in front of the seats. It went over the third base coach's box and smacked into the netting in front of the box seats down past the dugout. Ellerice Montero going for the gold medal in the bat toss. Goodness gracious. Give it to him. That's a gold medal toss right there. He gets the hardware. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. An equally big rip, but he did hold on to the bat at least this time. Two balls, two strikes. Now McCacken to the plate with the 2-2, and it's just outside ball three. So Montero calls time. Mm-hmm. 3-2 coming. Montez leads from second. The pitch is swung on and lined into left, and that's going to get down for a hit. It take one bounce and then hit the outfield fence. Montez scores. Montero's on his way to second. He's in there standing up as Larson gets the ball back in. A two-out RBI double for Ellerice Montero, and Albuquerque leads 5-1. They have a couple of two-out run-scoring hits now in this game in the early going. Now Aaron Shunk will bat. He had a two-out RBI single in the first. Now the pitch, swing and a miss there, strike one. Oh, one coming. Down low. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch grounded up the middle. McCoy dives and knocks it away. And it trickles into center. Rounding third is Montero. McCoy up with the ball, throws home. The tag, too late. Montero scores. It is 6-1 Isotopes. Stopping at first is Shunk. He hit a grounder to McCoy's left. He took a step to his left, laid out in a dive, got the end of his glove on it. Couldn't catch it cleanly. It hit his glove and rolled into shallow left. McCoy got on his feet, picked it up, fired it home, but Montero was able to score. It is 6-1 now. Runner at first with two outs for Brian Servin. And the pitch from McCacken to Servin is bounced foul. There's strike one. Servin had a base hit earlier. Owen won the count. Next pitch inside for a ball. So Albuquerque has the first big inning of this game. Four runs and counting here in the second inning. There goes the runner. The pitch is stroked into right center. That's going to shoot the gap and go through to the fence. And Shunk will score all the way from first base because he was moving on the pitch. It is second with a double and an RBI is Servin. And it is 7-1. Three consecutive two-out run scoring hits for the Isotopes. So Albuquerque all over it here in the early going. The Rainiers pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, walks out to the mound. He's seen this before. He coached Salt Lake the last 2 years, and they played games in this ballpark, and he knows that this is a place where outs can be very difficult to get. The Rainiers don't want to go in the bullpen in the second inning. And you know the bullpen is going to get a ton of work during a series in Albuquerque. Conference on the mound breaks up. Jonathan Morales will be the ninth man to come to the plate here in the bottom of the second inning. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center, shallow. Coming in is Marlowe. He's there and he makes the catch, and there's the final out of the inning. But the damage is done. Albuquerque scores five runs in the bottom of the second inning, and they do it with six hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third. It is Albuquerque 7, Tacoma 1.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the third inning. It's Albuquerque 7, Tacoma 1. And the Isotopes make a pitching change. They take out the rehabbing Denelson Lamette, who's done after two innings. Allowed four hits and one run, no walks and one strikeout. 32 pitches for Lamette. First pitch from the new pitcher, Logan Allen, is in for a strike to Jake Shiner, 0-1 the count. Allen in his 13th appearance today, 1-0 with an 8.25 ERA. He's been a two-inning reliever for Albuquerque this year. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. Shiner, the leadoff man for Tacoma today, opened up the ballgame with a single. Now he leads off the third. And the pitch from Allen is taken outside for a ball. 2-1. Allen last pitched 4 days ago in Las Vegas, 1 1/3 scoreless innings. His pitch is bounced foul by Shiner. 2-2 now. Allen used to be in the Cleveland system. Made their major league opening day roster last year as a reliever and then was designated for assignment and claimed by Baltimore. Allen now with the 2-2, and it's misses low. Last August, the Orioles released Allen, and the Rockies signed him on a minor league deal in late August last year, and then re-signed him for this year. He was once, well, now the 3-2 is high ball four, a leadoff walk for Shiner. Allen wishing he could argue with the automated ball strike system right now. He thought he had a strike right there on Shiner. So Shiner is aboard with a leadoff walk, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. He flied out to the left field corner his first time up. He takes a strike, 0-1 the count. At the trade deadline in 2019, Allen was involved in a three-team trade that also included former Rainier Taylor Trammell. See, he was originally drafted by the Padres. and even reached the majors with them as a starter in 2019 before this trade occurred. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Marlowe. And Allen got sent to Cleveland by the Padres in a three-team deal that involved Trevor Bauer going from Cleveland to Cincinnati, Yasiel Puig, who was still playing at that time. He was involved in the deal. So here's one that misses for a ball to Marlowe. One and two, the count to Cade. Next pitch coming. And it's pulled down the right field line towards the pole. Hooking, it is a foul ball. Very close. So it is still one and two. That was when that trade was when Trammell, who was originally a first-round draft pick of the Reds, got traded to the Padres. And then the Mariners got him in a trade with San Diego. Now the 1-2. Swung on, grounded through the right side and into right field. A base hit. Shiner takes the turn at second and stops. It's a single for Cade Marlowe, and the Rainiers have two on with nobody out. Now, last inning, the Rainiers had two on with nobody out, and they had the bases loaded with one out, and they got just one run out of the situation. In Albuquerque, you got to shoot for the multiple run innings, which, of course, they were trying to do in the second inning. It just didn't happen. Pitch to O'Keefe, taken high for a ball. 7-1 Isotopes were in the third inning. One-oh pitch, swung on, pulled to left field. It is deep, it is back, and it is gone. The Rainiers cut a six-run deficit in half. Three-run home run for Brian O'Keefe. And the Red Ears make it a 7-4 ball game. That's how quickly it can happen in this ballpark. O'Keefe launches his ninth home run of the year. He's up to 25 runs batted in on the season, and the Red Ears get right back into the game. O'Keefe has found the Albuquerque spirit. Here's Mike Ford. And the pitch is a check swing bouncer to first that's going to get fielded by Montero, and he takes it to the base himself, and there's the first out in the top of the third inning. Now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. DeLoach singled his first time up. One for one today. Now the pitch misses for a ball inside. 1-0 the count. Next pitch waved at and missed. 1-1. Next delivery, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 1-2. This Logan Allen is L.S. Allen. Logan S. Allen. So now the 1-2 is low, 2-2. The problem is that he's a left-hand pitcher named Logan Allen, and when he was in the Guardian system, they drafted a left-hand pitcher named Logan Allen, a different one. It's now a called strike three, and down goes DeLoach looking at a fastball. 93 on the gun, and two men are gone in the third. Now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. So for a brief time, Cleveland had two left-hand pitchers named Logan Allen, which is confusing. Which one's which? So he is now Logan S. Allen, but he's no longer with Cleveland, so makes it a little easier. Here's the one in for a strike to Hummel. 0-1 won the count. Hummel switch hitter, bats right now. Allen's pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. No balls, two strikes. That foul tip got a piece of the catcher, Brian Servin. 0-1 another thing about this series in Albuquerque, not just high scoring games, long games. We have hit the 1 hour mark and we're in the top of the third inning with two outs. Even the pitch clock can't save us here just because there's so many base runners. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. He went, says the plate umpire, Anthony Perez. He rings up Cooper Hummel, and that wraps up the top of the third. But the Red Ears get three runs on the O'Keefe homer. There were two hits, no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Albuquerque 7, Tacoma 4.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Albuquerque leads Tacoma 7-4. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jimmy Herron to start things off against Aaron McCackett here in the third. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. McCacken has already thrown 56 pitches. Here's his 2-0 on its way to Herron, and it's inside, ball three. He hasn't had his good command today, and he's been leaving the ball out over the plate. So 3-0 to Jimmy Herron. And the pitch is called a strike on the inside edge, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the pitch is fouled away. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff coming. And it's hit in the air towards left center, ranging over as Marlowe. He's going to get there, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the bottom of the third inning. Jimmy Herron flies out to center field. And now Connor Kizer will be the hitter. Kizer, new to AAA this year. Let me rephrase that. New to the Pacific Coast League this year. He did get some time with Indianapolis last year in the International League. First pitch is inside and nearly hits him. That's ball one. Next pitch is hit in the air towards left. It's deep. Back is Larson at the track. He jumps and he knocks it back into the field of play, and it's a live ball. On his way to third is Kizer. The throw is not in time, and Kizer is safe at third base. Jack Larson just turned a homer into a triple. He tried to take back the homer and catch it. He made the leaping attempt. His glove was extended above the outfield fence in left field, and it hit his glove and popped back out onto the field of play, a live ball. So he saved the homer, but he couldn't hang on to it for the out. He landed at the base of the wall, had to get back up on his feet and go get the ball, and that meant Kizer could get a triple. Now the infield's in, and the pitch to Jonathan Daza is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. So Connor Kizer has a triple, his second of the year. He has doubled and tripled already today. Now the 1-0 is hit in the air towards right center. Ranging over is Deloach. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Kizer. He's headed home. The throw to the plate is not in time. Kizer scores, and it is a 8-4 ball game. Albuquerque with the lead. Sacrifice fly for Jonathan Daza. His second RBI of the night. Two outs, no one on for Coco Montes. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Montes. Now this pitch is lined into left field. That's a base hit for Montes, and the inning continues, and two out hits continue to be a story, as now Nolan Jones is the batter. That's six of their 12 hits now have come after there were two outs. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back by Jones. There's strike one. Jones is one for two with a double and a run scored. McCacken struck him out looking last inning. Now the 0-1 is in there for a strike. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. No, a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Montes. McCacken trying to close out the third. Here's his 0-2 on its way to Jones. And it's a swing and a foul tip at an off-speed pitch. Still no balls, two strikes. McCacken ready. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball misses outside, 1-2. Ryan Ayers now with some bullpen action. Nolan Blackwood is warming up. A 1-2 pitch, fouled out of play, still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes still to Nolan Jones. And the pitch is inside with a fastball, just barely missing in, and the count's even now, 2-2. Cacken was about to go, and a pitch clock violation called on McCacken. So it's a full count now. He was in a position ready to pitch, and the clock hit zero on him. So now the 3-2 pitch to Nolan Jones is on its way. And it is inside, ball four. He lost him. First walk issued by McCacken today. Jones heads down to first base. Montez takes second. Two on, two out. And Ellerice Montero will be the batter. Montero will not be facing McCacken. John Russell is out of the dugout. He's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in Nolan Blackwood. So we've got a break in the action with two on and two out in the bottom of the third inning of the score. Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 4.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mike Curto back with you from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, where the Topes lead Tacoma 8-4. We're in the bottom of the third inning. And Albuquerque has runners at first and second with two outs. Rainiers have just removed starter Darren McCacken and brought in the sidearmer Nolan Blackwood. And maybe he'll be able to get some ground balls here in a place where fly balls really carry a long way. The right-hander is set. Here's his pitch to Ellerice Montero, and it's lined into left field, a base hit. Fielding it on one hop is Larson. Montez is around third. He's coming home. The throw, the tag at the plate, not in time. Montez scores. Jones goes all the way to third, and Montero takes second on the throw, and it is 9-4. So Montero lines the first pitch into left field for a run scoring hit. 9-4. Albuquerque, and now runners are at second and third for Aaron Chunk. Good throw home from Larson, but Montez is able to slide in ahead of the tag. And now a liner into the gap in right center field on the first pitch. Shunk sees, and that's going to score two runs. Jones and Montero have scored. Shunk's already around second on his way to third, and he is going to head there with a stand-up triple. And it is 11-4, Albuquerque. Break out your abacus. These types of games here at Isotopes Park. Albuquerque knows they need to keep scoring. 11 isn't a guaranteed win. That closes the books on McCackett. He gets charged with 10 runs all earned in 2 2/3 innings. Rough one. Here's Brian Servin, who has singled and doubled 2 for 2, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. So these first two batters making contact against Blackwood have not hit grounders at all, but instead have lined the ball over the infield and into the outfield. Now Servin swings and fouls one back. Counts 1-1. So an even count. Next pitch, hit in the air to right, and coming in on it is Deloach. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Albuquerque sends 8 batters to the plate and scores 4 more runs, and they do it with 4 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on. We go to the 4th inning. It's Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the 4th inning. It's Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4. We're on pace for a 33-12 final score, taking just about 4.5 hours. We'll see if that pace maintains or not. Here's Jack Larson to lead off the 4th for the Red Ears against Logan Allen, who pitched last inning, and O'Keefe hit a 3-run homer off him. Allen beginning his second inning of work. Left versus left here, and the pitch to Larson is in there for a called strike. Larson had an infield single against Nelson Lamet in the second. Now the 0-1 coming, and it is inside for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch on its way. And it's bounced towards first. That's fielded by Montero, who barely beats Larson to the bag. And one man is out at the top of the fourth inning. And now that will send Mason McCoy to the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's down and in for a ball. 1-0. Now the 1-0 inside, two balls, no strikes to McCoy. The whole league was off yesterday. Albuquerque was flying home from Vegas. They played the Aviators in a six-game series that ended on Sunday. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. And, of course, Vegas has a high-scoring facility as well. And on Sunday in the series finale, Las Vegas beat Albuquerque 15-10. They led 15-5 after six and kind of had to sweat it out in the ninth. Tyler Soderstrom hit two doubles and a homer for Vegas on Sunday. James McCann had a homer and four runs batted in. 2-1 to McCoy, inside, ball three. The most notable result on Sunday came from Round Rock, Texas. So the next pitch to McCoy, chopped up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit, and Mason McCoy is on with a one-out single in the top of the fourth inning. So McCoy singles up the middle, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong popped up earlier. He's 0 for 1. Pitch from Allen is hit in the air towards center, directly to Jonathan Daza, who barely had to move, and he makes the catch, and two men are out in the fourth. Oklahoma City beat Round Rock on Sunday 7-5, as Round Rock led 5-2 after seven innings. And then Oklahoma City scored three runs in the eighth to tie and two runs in the ninth to win. Big comeback on the road. And that finished a six-game series sweep for the first-place Oklahoma City Dodgers. They went 6-0 at Round Rock, who was only a half game out of first when the series began. And Round Rock now 6.5 back. Here's one inside to Shiner for a ball. The old six-game sweep, a rarity in this era of six-game series, the sweep. Here's one that misses for a ball, and how about a road sweep at that? So Oklahoma City sitting in first place, 28-11. Reno is now in second place, but they're five games back. Round Rock in third, 6.5 back. 2-0 pitch, fouled out of play. The only other team over 500 is Sacramento. They beat Salt Lake 4-3. In the bottom of the ninth inning on Sunday, with catcher Patrick Bailey hitting a two-run single off the third base bag to win the game, walk-off style. The Rivercats are one game over 500. Here's one in for a strike now to Shiner. 2-2 the count. Two pitch, runner at first, two outs. It's low ball three. Shiner's worked a full count, three balls, two strikes. pitch. Swung on and bounced foul, third base side. And it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. So still a full count with 2 outs. The runner will be on the move again. And the payoff is inside, ball 4. And Shiner worked a walk there. And Mason McCoy will take second base. Shiner reaches for his 3rd time in this game, his 2nd walk. He's up to 27 walks next to 34 strikeouts. And this is his first AAA season. It's been very productive. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. And the pitch to Marlowe misses outside for a ball. He's 1-for-2 in this game with a single and a deep flyout. Next pitch, bounced foul, first base side. Now the 1-1 coming. Swung on, grounded right side. That's fielded by Montez, the second baseman, and he throws out Marlowe at first, and it's a rare scoreless half inning in this one. The Rainiers do not score in the top of the 4th. They had a hit, and they leave 2 runners on base. We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It's Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It is Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4. And the first pitch to Jonathan Morales from Nolan Blackwood is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Now a swing and a foul on the first base side. Rainiers have not pitched a scoreless inning yet in this one, and that's a goal for now. Baby steps. Now chopper up the middle, ranging to his left and fielding it is McCoy, and he throws to first, and they get Morales, and one man is out. In the bottom of the 4th inning, Jonathan Morales gets thrown out by Rainier's shortstop, Mason McCoy. And now Jimmy Herron will be the batter. Jimmy Heron's 1-for-2, and he takes a strike from Blackwood. All and one the count. Next pitch, bounce towards third. That's gloved by Shiner. Throw to first. In time for the out. It's the first time today that Rainier's pitching has recorded two straight outs in an inning. And really, it's three in a row going back to the last out of the third. So two down for Connor Kaiser, who has doubled and tripled, and he swings at the first pitch, bounces it to Shiner at third, who fields it and throws to first, and look at that. It's a three up, three down, bottom of the fourth. Baby steps, a scoreless inning pitched by the Rainiers. We head to the fifth inning of play with a score, Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On to the fifth inning. It's Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4. Logan Allen beginning his third inning of relief work for the Topes. Brian O'Keefe hit a three-run homer off him in the third, and he leads off the fifth, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. The Isotopes are warming up right-hander Stephen Jones in the bullpen now. Allen now with his 0-1 pitch to O'Keefe, and it swung on and hit in the air towards shallow right center. Coming in is Daza, and he's under it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the fifth inning. O'Keefe flies to center, and that will bring Mike Ford to the plate. This is the first of six games here at Isotopes Park. Nick Davila makes the start tomorrow against Jeff Criswell of Albuquerque. 5:35 first pitch. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. Swinging a fly towards right center. Daza has this one all the way, and he makes the catch for out number two, and Ford flies out. Back-to-back flyouts to center field, and now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. Rainiers have a lot of left-handed hitters, of course, and just kind of thinking ahead for the series. Albuquerque has three left-handed relievers in its bullpen, Allen being one of them. As here's a swing and a fly to center by DeLoach, and it's Daza under it, and he ties the record. Catches all three fly balls, and three up, three fly balls to Jonathan Daza in center field. And three down, the Red Ears are done in the top of the fifth. We're now suddenly halfway through it with the score, Albuquerque 11, Tacoma 4.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Albuquerque, 11-4. Isotopes lead the Red Ears. And Nolan Blackwood's pitch to Jonathan Daza is fouled off. There's strike one. There are thunderstorms in the area here. Nothing at the park yet, but we can see lightning off in the distance. A couple of flashes while we're in that commercial break. Here's a swing and a miss by Daza. So they'll be... monitoring the weather here, of course. Many times over the years on trips to Albuquerque, we've had thunderstorms. O-2 pitch from Blackwood to Daza is outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Next pitch is low and outside. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball three, full count. Now the pitch grounded past the diving Shiner at third and tight to the line and going all the way into the corner. And Daza is in at second base with a leadoff double. The fifth inning is all Jonathan Daza. He caught three fly balls in a row in the top of the inning in center and then leads off the bottom of the inning with a double down the third baseline. Now Coco Montes is the batter. He's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul back, 1-1. One one coming. Inside, 2-1. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back, 2-2. Two-two coming. Outside, ball three. Rainiers are going to try to get as much as they can out of Blackwood here. It's been in there for 1 1/3. Now a swing and a miss. And that is strike three. Down goes Coco Montez, who technically foul tipped it into the mitt of O'Keefe. There's the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Nolan Jones will be the hitter. Jones fouls off the first pitch. Owen won the count. Now, pitch misses for a ball. Swing and a foul, tip at the plate, 1-2. If you joined us late, Albuquerque got 2 in the first, 5 in the second, and 4 in the third. They led 11-4 after 3 innings, and that's still our score now in the bottom of the fifth. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2. Well, the Red Ears manager, John Russell, managing in the PCL for his first time since 2002, 21 years ago. So he's visiting a lot of these cities for the first time in a long time, if ever, for some of the newer entries into the league, as there's ball three to Jones. So I thought that Russell had not been here since it was the old park, because here's a grounder up the middle cut off by McCoy, and he throws to first and gets Nolan Jones for the second out of the inning. Daza moves up to third. Turns out, though, as I found out prior to the game today from the Isotopes general manager, John Traub, when Albuquerque hosted the AAA All-Star game in 2007, Russell was the manager of the International League All-Stars. So the pitch to Montero is a little outside for a ball. He was managing Ottawa that year, and they were a Phillies affiliate, and he was selected to manage the All-Star game. Here's a high drive to left off the bat of Montero, and this one is not coming back. A two-run home run. And it is 13-4 Albuquerque. Alaris Montero with his ninth home run in just 19 games since being sent down by the Rockies. Here he just lifted a fly ball into the thin air and let it carry out of here to left center. Montero is now 3-for-4 with 4 runs batted in. He has a single, a double, a homer, and 3 runs scored. Now here's Shunk, who's 3-for-3, and he takes ball one. Aaron Shunk has 2 singles and a triple. And now he's made an out with a little grounder to first that's fielded by Hummel, who tosses to Blackwood, covering first for the out, and the inning is over. 5 innings are in the books. Albuquerque adds to its lead. 2 more runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the 6th inning. It's Albuquerque 13, Tacoma 4.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To 4, Albuquerque leads Tacoma. We go to the sixth inning of play. New pitcher in, Steven Jones takes over. For the Topes, he'll face Cooper Hummel, Jack Larson, Mason McCoy. Rain has started here in Albuquerque. And it is an official game if they have to stop it, since we've got, well, it was official midway through the fifth with this score. As here's a pitch to Cooper Hummel and is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Steven Jones, a righty, appearing in his 16th game, and next pitch is fouled away. He's 1-2 with a 14.06 ERA. Now the 1-1 to Hummel. Call to strike. One-two pitch inside, two balls, two strikes to Hummel. Jones drafted by the Rockies in 2019 out of Samford. Here's a swing and a shot on one hop, flagged down by Montez at second base, and he throws out Hummel at first. Nice play by Coco Montez on a sharply hit ball. Jack Larson now the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Next pitch misses for a ball. The rain that's coming down is quite light at the moment. Now here's one outside for a ball. Jones is in relief of Logan Allen, who went three innings, allowed three hits and three runs all earned. He had two walks and two strikeouts. Now a swing and a miss by Larson. Counts even, 2-2. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Now the 3-2, just outside, ball four. So a one-out walk drawn by Larson, and he'll head down to first base. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Mason. McCoy had a base hit his last time up. He's one for two with an RBI tonight. Jones with the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Albuquerque has a couple of former Rainiers in its bullpen, including Matt Cook, who was on the Rainier squad for almost the entire year last year. Had a brief stint in the big leagues with Seattle, too. McCoy loops one into right. That's going to be a base hit. Taking second is Larson. Mason McCoy with his second hit of the night. And Tacoma has two on with one out for Kian Wong. Good to see McCoy get some hits. He's been having trouble finding them recently. Maybe this series will get him going. Kian Wong now the batter. He has popped up and flied out. 0 for 2 today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball and time called by the catcher serving. He's going to go talk to his pitcher. Albuquerque had Fernando Abad, who was with the Red Ears last year, but he got called up by the Rockies yesterday. They also have Matt Caracitti, who spent a little bit of time with Tacoma a few years back. Now here's the pitch to Wong, and it's down and in for a ball. 2-0. Caracitti was with the Rainiers during the 2019 season. As Wong yanks one foul, first base side. Two balls, one strike to Kian Wong. And the pitch misses high for a ball, 3-1. And this pitch is hit in the air towards left. It's got some carry to it. Back is Heron at the track, but it is gone. Kian Wong with a three-run homer. And the Red Ears make it a 13-7 ball game. So Kian Wong goes the other way, drilling a three-run shot, his third home run of the season. Red Ears have two homers in this game, and they've both been three-run blasts. That makes things a little more interesting. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner has reached base all three times today with a single and two walks. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next delivery, swung on, broken bat, grounded to short, gobbled up by Kaiser, and he throws out Shiner at first, and there's out number two in the top of the sixth inning. So Shiner is retired for the first time today. And now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. And the pitch is low for a ball. A player with local ties that we expected to see in this series but are not is the Gig Harbor product, Michael Tolia, who was called up by the Rockies yesterday. Here's one in for a strike to Marlowe. So he got called up the day before the series against his hometown team. He really had a big series at Cheney last year, late in the season. As here's a swing and a miss by Marlowe. That was right when Tolia first got moved up to AAA. He had a big week in Tacoma. it's for the best, really, that he got called up yesterday. It's best for him. He gets to go to the big leagues. And based on what he did against the Rainiers last year, it's best for the Rainiers. They don't have to pitch to him. Two balls, two strikes to Marlowe with two outs. And the pitch is down and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. The pitch is high, ball four, and Marlowe will head down to first base. He reaches for his second time. And this one, and now Brian O'Keefe will bat. He's 1-for-3 with a three-run homer. And now out to the mound is someone from the Albuquerque dugout. Wearing a pullover. I don't know if this is their manager or their pitching coach. Their manager is Pedro Lopez. Pitching coach is Chris Mahalik, who used to pitch in this league. In fact, he pitched for Albuquerque when they were the Dukes. This is Mahalik. Now that he turns around. They are warming up a right-hander in the pen. Brian O'Keefe now getting ready to bat. He's 1-for-3. Has a runner at first with two outs. And the pitch from Jones is swung on and fouled out of play. There's strike one. One pitch in there for a strike. 0-2 now to O'Keefe. And the pitch is high. 1-2. One, two. Called, strike three. O'Keefe goes down looking, and that does it for the Red Ears in the top of the sixth inning. Jones gets his first strikeout. But the Red Ears put three on the board, three runs on two hits, including a Kian Hoang homer. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Albuquerque 13, Tacoma 7.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Albuquerque 13, Tacoma 7. New pitcher Eric Stout into the game, and his first pitch to Brian Servin is taken inside for a ball. Want to know the count. Stout is appearing in his ninth game. No record of 4.91 ERA. And his pitch is in there for a strike to Servin. Stout's pitched 11 innings this year, allowing 11 hits with 11 walks and 10 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch on its way. Chopped to third on one big bounce. Shiner has it. Little toss to first is in time for the out. And one man's gone at the bottom of the sixth. Stout gets Servin to ground out to third base. And now Jonathan Morales will be the hitter. Nolan Blackwood went 2 1/3 and allowed 4 hits and 3 runs all earned. No walks for Blackwood, 1 strikeout. Morales. Now the batter and the pitch to him misses for a ball, 1-0. Now swinging a drive to left. It is deep. It is back. And it is gone. Jonathan Morales cranks a homer to left field, his fifth of the year. And it is 14-7. Albuquerque hits the extra point. That's the Isotopes' third homer of this game. Now, Jimmy Herron is the batter. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. Well, entering today's game, now the pitch is outside for a ball. Tacoma had three pitchers who had not allowed a home run this year. Actually, four. They have four pitchers entering play today who had not allowed a home run this year. Two of them were Blackwood and Stout, and they've each given up their first homer of the year. Now here's one in for a strike to Herron. So the only two pitchers on the squad who have not allowed a home run now are Rob Kaminsky and Riley O'Brien. 2-1 to Herron. High for a ball, 3-1. Three-one delivery. Outside, ball four. So Herron will head down to first. And now Kaiser will bat. He is doubled and tripled and grounded out, 2-for-3. Pitch is in for a strike to Kaiser. Here's one up high. One-one, fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So Stout out ahead of Connor Kaiser. The Raiders' left-handed relievers are not going to get much in the way of matchup opportunities against Albuquerque this week. The Isotopes have only one left-handed hitter on their roster, and that's Nolan Jones. 1-2 pitch, down and in for a ball, 2-2. 2-2 pitch is hit in the air towards right center, and Marlow tracks it over, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Kaiser retired on a fly out to Cade Marlow. And now Jonathan Daza will be the batter. 14-7, Albuquerque with the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's not over. So now the pitch is swung on. It bounced slowly to third. Shiner, bare hand pickup attempt, but he can't come up with it. And it'll be an infield single for Daza. Heron takes second, two on, two out for Coco Montes. Rainiers haven't been in a game like this in a while. The last time they were in a double-digit runs, high-scoring affair was in the Vegas series at Las Vegas at the end of April. There's the pitch to Montes, and it is taken for a strike. In fact, the last time the Red Ears were in a game where a team scored more than 10 was the last game of the Vegas series. The Red Ears won 14-7. That's our score here right now. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. And there was one super crazy one in that series, April 26th, the Wednesday night game in Vegas, when the Rainiers lost 18-17. Which I figured at the time would probably be our highest scoring game of the year, but you know, we still have a lot of games here and in Reno. We have 12 games in Reno left. That place is a launching pad. So here's a swing and a foul back by Montes. Six games here, including this one. Oh, in the El Paso series. Yeah. End of June. Six games in the summer heat in El Paso. The ball's going to be flying around down there. Stouts 0-2 pitch. Check swing foul. Still 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two on, two out. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards right. Moving towards the corner is Deloach. He gets there and he makes the catch and the inning is over. Montes is retired and that does it for Albuquerque in the sixth. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the seventh inning. It's Albuquerque 14, Tacoma 7.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Fifth 14-7, Albuquerque leads Tacoma. We go to the seventh inning of play. New pitcher in for the Isotopes, Tommy Doyle. And he replaces Steven Jones, who went one inning, allowed two hits and three runs all earned, two walks, one strikeout. So Doyle comes in, and he actually has good stats for Albuquerque out of their bullpen in six games. 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA. And his first pitch to Mike Ford is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Doyle missed almost two full seasons with shoulder surgery and is back healthy this year. He misses ball 2 to Ford. When he got into a game on April 19th for Albuquerque, here's one in for a strike, 2-1. It was his first appearance since June 24th of 2021. Missed all of last year with a shoulder surgery. 2-1 pitch is high. 3-1 to Ford. Tommy Doyle with the next pitch, and it misses ball 4. So Ford draws a leadoff walk in the seventh inning, and he will head down to first base. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Doyle was the Rockies' draft pick in 2017 out of the University of Virginia. And he debuted in the big leagues, three appearances during the COVID season of 2020. As a reliever, as here's one outside to Deloach. Here's the 1-0, and it's swung on and fouled away. 1-1 the count. On deck is Cooper Hummel. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Light rain continuing to fall here and still not much to it, but it is coming down a little bit. Now the 2-1 pitch is outside, ball 3. Now the 3-1 call to strike, and the count goes full 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Runner goes, pitches, a swing and a miss, strike 3. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Mike Ford with his first steal of the year. But Deloach strikes out, and one away in the seventh. So Ford just caught him, not paying any attention to him, and waited for the full count pitch and went for it. And that's his first stolen base since 2021 with Durham. Now here's a swing and a line shot into right field by Cooper Hummel, and that gets down for a base hit. Ford's around third. He's going to score, but Hummel is in trouble as he is thrown out at second base by the right fielder, Nolan Jones. So the run scores, but the out is made at second base. Cooper Hummel with the RBI single, but thrown out by Nolan Jones. 9-6 on the play at second base. And that's not a good out when you're down by a chunk of runs in Albuquerque. Outs are precious. Two down and no one on, and the pitch to Jack Larson is down low for a ball, 1-0. I mean, the possibility of a big inning is always in existence here, and the big inning can get killed by an out on the base path. So here's one outside now to Larson. 2-0 the count. Oh, a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. There's ball three, 3-1. Three-one pitch coming. Swung on, chopped to the right side. That's fielded by Montez. Little toss to first for the out, and the inning is over. Right here, score one in the top of the seventh inning. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score is Albuquerque 14, Tacoma 8.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7 because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Seventh inning stretch here in Albuquerque. They just played Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and they did not have a New Mexico-themed song to segue it into. First pitch to Nolan Jones, leading off the inning is outside for a ball, 1-0. If they would segue it into Albuquerque by Neil Young, I'd be into that. It would never happen, though. Next pitch low and away, 2-0. It's the only song I can think of that is an Albuquerque or New Mexico song, right? I don't know. 2-0 to Jones. In for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Jones has doubled and walked. 1-for-3. Scored twice. Next pitch is hit deep to right field. Back it goes, and it is gone. Nolan Jones has just tied the Red Ears' Jake Shiner for second in the league in homers. That's number 12 for him. And it is 15-8. A rocket to right for Jones. Got a slider from Stout and just turned on it. Four different players have homered for Albuquerque. Everyone in their lineup has at least one hit. Eight different players have scored a run. Eight different players have driven in at least one run. Here's a swing and a one-hopper back to the mound hit by Montero, and Stout will throw him out at first base, and there's the first out in the bottom of the seventh. So Montero's now 3-for-5. And now Aaron Shunk will be the batter. Shunk. Right-hand hitter. And he swings and hits one high and deep towards right center. On the move is Marlowe at the track. He reaches out and makes the catch at the warning track and then bangs into the fence. And that is out number two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shunk got that ball to carry out towards the deepest part of the park, but Marlowe able to run it down. Now Brian Servant is the batter. He's 2-for-4 with a single and a double. And the pitch is bounced towards third, foul just to the left of the bag. That is strike one. Runs, 19 hits, no errors for Albuquerque. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Tacoma. There's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes to Servin. O2 pitch is lined towards right. On comes Deloach. He makes the catch, and there's the final out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, Albuquerque gets a solo homer from Jones, and one run on one hit, and we go to the eighth. It is Albuquerque 15, Tacoma 8.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On to the eighth inning, and it is 15-8 to Albuquerque with the lead over the Red Ears. Mason McCoy, Kian Wong, and Jake Shiner to bat this inning. McCoy has 2 hits and 3 at-bats today, a couple of singles, an RBI, and a run scored. Tommy Doyle beginning his second inning of relief work, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Actually, they called that low. Ball one, 1-0, the count to McCoy. Next pitch, waved at and missed. That's a strike, 1-1. Now the pitch is waved at and missed, an off-speed pitch. 1-2. So 1-2 to McCoy. And the pitch is outside. 2-2. Yeah. swing and a high fly to left, but not much carry to it. And Heron moves towards the line and makes the catch. One out of the top of the eighth inning. Kian Wong now the batter. He had a three-run homer in the sixth and is one for three today. Now this pitch is in there for a called strike to Wong, 0-1. Mariners lost to the Red Sox today, 9-4. As the next pitch misses. So that series is even now. Now here's a swing and a ground ball. Base hit into right field off the bat of Kian Wong. And there's the Rainiers' 11th hit of this game. Wong singles to right. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Next pitch, bounced foul. Shiner's reached three times, a single and two walks with a ground out. Now the 0-1 pitch, swung on, hit in the air, down the right field line, deep but foul, slicing foul. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to short. Could be two. Kaiser DeMontez on to first. It is indeed a double play. 6-4-3, twin killing. And that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Albuquerque 15, Tacoma 8.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Albuquerque 15, Tacoma 8. Eric Stout's been in there for two innings, and he's going to try to go a little longer. His pitch to Jonathan Morales is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Stout's allowed two solo homers and two innings of work. Now the pitch is swung on and hit deep towards left center. Back this goes, and it is off the fence. Playing the bounce is Marlowe. Morales digging for second, and he's in there with a double. Jonathan Morales homered his last time up, and now he has hit a hard double to left center, and that starts things off for the Topes in the eighth, and that's hit number 20 for Albuquerque. And now Jimmy Heron will bat. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. There's the pitch from Stout to Heron. Is a swing and a miss. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch with a big swing and a miss, and there's strike two. Stout's next pitch, fastball up, and laying off of it is Heron. Stout looking for a strikeout. He doesn't have one yet tonight. His 1-2 pitch is coming to Heron, and it's high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Heron, and Stout has that first strikeout of the day. So Heron is retired, one away in the bottom of the eighth, and now Connor Kaiser is the batter. Kaiser's 2-for-4 with a double and a triple in this one. Most hits the Red Ears have allowed in a game this year is 23. That was in that 18-17 game in Vegas that we referenced earlier. Kaiser yanks number 21 for Albuquerque down the left field line. That'll be extra bases into the corner. Morales scores, and Kaiser checks in at second base with a double. And it is 16-8. Now Jonathan Daza comes to the plate. He's a triple away from hitting for the cycle, which is worth noting in his case because he's the kind of guy who might hit a triple. Now the pitch is off the mitt of O'Keefe, and it rolls towards the backstop, and Kaiser takes third. Pitch was a ball outside. That's going to be a pass ball charge to O'Keefe. Rainiers will leave the infield back in an 8-run game in the eighth inning. 1-0 pitch is called a strike, and it's 1-1. Now a swing and a grounder to first, fielded by Hummel, and he'll take it himself to the bag for the out. Kaiser scores from third, however, and it is now 17-8, Albuquerque. Daza picks up his third RBI of the game. So two outs, base is empty now for Coco Montez. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now there's another one outside. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0, hit in the air to right, but this should end the inning. Deloach is under it, and he makes the catch, and that does put an end to the eighth inning. Two more runs for Albuquerque. They have scored in seven of the eight innings in which they have batted. And two runs scored on two hits this time around. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the ninth inning. It's Albuquerque 17, Tacoma 8.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the ninth inning, and it is 17-8. Albuquerque with the lead over the Red Ears, so the Red Ears need 9 to tie, 10 to take the lead, and it's in Albuquerque. Anything could happen. The Topes have brought in a new pitcher. Blair Calvo is his name. This will be his 16th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 6.59 ERA, has a lot of strikeouts, 18 strikeouts in 13 and two-thirds innings. Cade Marlowe stands in. Calvo is set, and his pitch is swung on and fouled away. Marlowe, the right ears outfielder from Georgia, has reached base twice today with a single and a walk, has scored a run. 1-for-3. Calvo with the 0-1 pitch on its way, and this is taken for a strike. 0-2, a slider there from Calvo. Here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it's down low. 1-2. And this one is a called strike three, and down goes Marlowe, and one man is out in the ninth. Calvo got him with his slider, froze him. So one away, and Brian O'Keefe will be next. Previous pitcher Tommy Doyle went two innings for Albuquerque, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. He walked one and struck out one. Now the pitch misses for a ball to O'Keefe. One-oh, inside for a ball, 2-0. Nick Davila starts for the Red Ears tomorrow night against Jeff Criswell. 5:35 p.m. first pitch. We'll start the pregame at 5:25. Two-oh pitch, grounded to third. Staying with a bad hop is Shunk, and he fires to first for the out. Two away, and the Rainiers are down to their last out. All right. a 10-run rally with two outs and no one on, even I will admit, is pretty unlikely in Albuquerque. But you never know. Here's Mike Ford. He's reached base twice today with a single and a walk and has scored two runs, and he takes up high for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. If Ford ends up batting twice this inning, we'll know we have truly witnessed a miraculous comeback. Two-oh pitch. In there for a strike, 2-1. Now the 2-1 from Calvo is swung on and bounced foul first base side. Two two is inside, ball three. So full count to Ford. And Calvo's pitch is a slider called strike three, and that's it. Ford strikes out, and the Red Ears are done tonight. Albuquerque takes it 17-8 is the final score in this one. And the Red Ears have now dropped three in a row in 10 of the last 13 games overall. Well, that's the type of baseball we're likely to see here in Albuquerque. A lot of high-scoring stuff. And today the Red Ears scored 8 runs on 11 hits, and that's good. But it certainly wasn't good enough today. Isotopes take it. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, the opener of this series in Albuquerque goes to the Isotopes. 17-8, the final score today, and we knew this would be a high-scoring series, and I'll say Albuquerque scored in 7 out of 8 innings in which they batted today. Rainier starter Darren McCacken's been having a rough go of it recently, and it continued today. They got two in the first against him. Jonathan Daza hit his second pitch of the game way out of here to left field for a solo homer. And then Nolan Jones hit a one-out double and scored on a two-out hit by Aaron Shunk to make it 2-0. The Isotopes continued to get a lot of two-out hits, especially in the early innings when they built their massive lead. Tacoma got a run back at the top of the second. Mike Ford and Zach DeLoach singled. Larson hit an infield single with one out. And with the bases loaded, Mason McCoy grounded out to bring in a run and make it 2-1. Bottom of the second inning, though, Albuquerque had its first big inning. Five runs across the plate. Connor Kaiser, an RBI double. Coco Montez, an RBI single. Made it 4-1. Then there were two outs in the inning, and they had three straight run-scoring hits. An RBI double by Montero. Aaron Shunk, infield hit that brought in a run. And a Brian Servin RBI double. Five runs scored in the inning. It was 7-1 after two innings of play. And then in their third, the Rainiers would get some runs back down 7-1. Jake Shiner drew a leadoff walk, and then Cade Marlowe singled. That brought up Brian O'Keefe, and O'Keefe launched a three-run homer off Logan Allen, his ninth homer of the year. And the Rainiers were right back in at 7-4. But that was short-lived. Four runs for the Topes in the bottom of the third. A one-out triple by Connor Kaiser. He scored on a sac fly. That made it 8-4. At that point, there were two outs and no one on base. Seemed like the Red Ears might be able to get out of that inning without any further damage, but that was not the case. As Coco Montez singled, Nolan Jones walked on a full-count pitch. That was it for McCacken. They brought in Nolan Blackwood from the bullpen. Alaris Montero greeted him with an RBI single, and then Aaron Shunk hit a two-run triple. And just like that, it was 11-4, and Albuquerque was rolling. They added two more runs in the fifth on a two-run homer by Montero. Right here's got another three-run homer in the sixth by Kian Wong, an opposite field shot off reliever Steven Jones. That made it 13-7 at the time. Still hope in Albuquerque you can get a big inning. But the Topes tacked on runs, getting a solo homer from Jonathan Morales in the bottom of the sixth. And then solo homers from Nolan Jones in the seventh. A couple of doubles, scored two runs in the eighth. They go on and win it 17-8 was the final score. Final totals for Albuquerque, 17 runs, 21 hits, no errors. They left six on base. Tacoma scored eight runs on 11 hits, no errors, left five on base. Winning pitcher is Tommy Doyle. He's 2-0. Loss goes to McCacken. He falls to 2-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 38 minutes. The pace really picked up. And the attendance, 6,692. With the win, Albuquerque is 17-23 on the year, and Tacoma falls to 18-22. First time the Rainiers have been four games under this season. Game two of the six-game series is tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Nick Davila starts for the Red Ears against Jeff Criswell, and we'll start the broadcast up at 5:25. Albuquerque wins at 17-8. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Albuquerque beats Tacoma 17-8. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners also lost today. The Red Sox got them 9-4 at Fenway to even that series at a game apiece. Luis Castillo got knocked around by Boston a bit today. Masataka Yoshida hit a double and a triple and drove in three runs. The Red Sox hit three homers in the game. Mariners had a two-run triple from Teoscar Hernandez and a two-run homer from Taylor Trammell, but they lost 9-4 and will try to win the series tomorrow. Other finals in the American League, Baltimore had homers from Ryan Mountcastle and Ryan O'Hearn, and they beat the Angels 7-3. Aaron Judge hit a tie-breaking homer in the top of the eighth inning to lead the Yankees to a 6-3 win at Toronto in what has been a testy series so far. Accusations of cheating flying around. Judge with 11 homers now. And the White Sox defeat Cleveland 8-3. Luis Robert with a homer for his fourth straight game. He's up to a dozen homers this season. Interleague games, there are a bunch of those today. Detroit shut out Pittsburgh 4-0 behind Michael Lorenzen, who tossed six scoreless innings. Isak Paredes homered twice and drove in five for Tampa as the Rays beat the Mets 8-5. Adolis Garcia with a two-run homer, and the Rangers beat Atlanta 7-4. Garcia leads the majors with 44 runs batted in. And Houston had two hits and two runs batted in from Yordan Alvarez and beat the Cubbies 7-3. Interleague games in progress right now. Arizona has a 6-4 lead at Oakland. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Kansas City leads the Padres 5-4 in the top of the seventh inning in Kansas City. And the Twins are up on the Dodgers 2-0 in the fourth at Dodger Stadium. National League games, Marlins walked off the Nationals 5-4. They were down 4-3, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Jorge Soler, game-winning homer. Milwaukee tops St. Louis 3-2, despite Nolan Arenado going deep for the Cardinals for his fifth straight game. And the Reds beat the Rockies at Coors Field 3-1. They called up Brandon Williamson, a former Mariner prospect who was in one of the trades the Mariners have made with the Reds. And he had a great debut, went 5 2/3 innings, allowed one run on two hits, and struck out six at Coors Field. One NL game in progress. The Giants lead the Phillies 4-2 in the top of the fifth. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Albuquerque, the Isotopes beat the Red Ears 17-8. We'll be back with more after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, it was all Isotopes tonight in the series opener. They bang out 21 hits and hang 17 runs on the scoreboard and had, how many extra base hits did they have? 13 of the 21 hits went for extra bases. Seven doubles, two triples, four homers. You think the Red Ears eight runs is pretty good. Not today. Albuquerque wins it 17-8, the final score. Red Ears did have three-run homers from Brian O'Keefe and Kian Wong. Other scores in the league tonight. Oklahoma City walked off Sugar Land 4-3 for their seventh straight win. Salt Lake topped Las Vegas 9-8. Joe Adell with his league-leading 14th homer in that one. El Paso put the hammer on Round Rock 12-3 in Round Rock. The Express are reeling. They've lost seven in a row. And Reno has defeated Sacramento 13-5 in Reno. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow at 5:35. The Red Ears will be starting Nick Davila, who's pitched well in both of his first two AAA starts. and has kept the Rainiers in the game, and he's taken some – well, he's taken two losses that have been kind of tough losses. 0-2 with a 5.40 ERA. Jeff Criswell for Albuquerque, former A's draft pick. He's been getting roughed up to the tune of a 9.57 ERA, and he has a 1-4 record. He's allowed 10 homers in 26 innings, so maybe the Rainiers could get to him tomorrow and turn the tables on the Topes and even up this series. We'll find out tomorrow night at 5:35 Pacific time. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Isotopes Park. Once again, our final score tonight, Albuquerque 17, Tacoma 8. Have a good night.